from the Flight Schedule Archive Restoration Wing. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. You may have heard that our current flight schedule, dated June 28, 2009, will be our last printed flight schedule. It's not cheap to print. They use a lot of paper, and with as many flights as we offer, it measures almost a half inch thick. But mainly, the information is readily available online on southwest.com and can be accessed these days even via cell phones. With me on the phone today is Jim McGomber. Jim is a collector of aircraft memorabilia, and well, I'll let him tell you more about that. But Jim, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Oh, thank you. Good evening.
Now, you are a collector of aircraft memorabilia, but you sort of specialize.
Yes, I collect mostly timetables from Southwest and old Braniff Airways.
Are you've been in the airline industry. Why don't you give us a little recap of your airline days?
Yeah, I went to a travel school here in Portland in the fall of 1977 after I graduated from Oregon State University with a degree in meteorology. But I didn't want to pursue that anymore, so I got into the travel course at Northwest Schools Incorporated, and Braniff Airways was rapidly expanding during the deregulation of the airlines back in the late 70s. So I moved to Dallas and worked in their reservation center for 5 years up until 1982 when they decided to go somewhere else.
Right.
And then I came back to the Northwest and worked with Alaska Airlines for several years in Seattle and Portland. And then I moved to Honolulu, Hawaii, and I worked for a tour company out there for 5 years.
Not bad surroundings.
Oh, that was pretty nice. Yes, indeed. And then I came back here to Portland in the mid-90s, and I've been here for about almost 15 years.
So clearly the travel bug caught you early.
Oh, yes. Well, even before I pursued it, with my folks, we did cross-country trips as a kid. I made 6 trips in a travel trailer all the way from Oregon to the East Coast and back. So that's what got me started.
Now, you collect timetables. Those are, I guess some of the listeners may not be familiar with them. They may be young enough. It's the printed schedule. It's about the size of a ticket, only thicker. And it just has every flight from to and from everywhere that an airline flies.
Correct.
And obviously ours started out pretty simple. They're about the size of a business card, I believe.
Oh, yeah, with 3 airplanes in 3 cities.
That's right. And they've gotten a little thicker, you know, since then.
Mm-hmm.
But and clearly your interest in Braniff probably came from your working there.
Correct.
But your interest in Southwest Airlines flight schedules?
Well, just because they had a reciprocal pass agreement with Braniff employees, and for $5 I could fly anywhere in Texas, so I flew Southwest frequently, at least once a month. And just started picking up the schedules in that manner, and
so
stuck with it.
Now, let's see, you've been collecting, when did you start this collection?
Well, 1978.
78, but they date back much later, much older than that, some of
Braniff Southwest
ones.
Well, Braniff, sure, back to 1930.
Yeah.
I have almost every timetable. I'm missing about 30 out of 325 timetables that Braniff issued.
So, see, I have no idea of scale of this. I mean, is it a wall? Is it boxes in your garage?
Oh, no, I put them in sheet protectors and then 3-ring binders. I've got about 10 binders of Braniff and about 8 binders of Southwest.
Okay, so it's not taking up a whole spare bedroom or something.
Oh, no, just a couple of shelves on a bookcase.
Well, now, where do you get most of your old ones? I mean, obviously, when Braniff was flying, you were just picking them up then. Same with Southwest. But where do you get your old ones?
Well, now, eBay. But prior to pre-internet, I would go to the annual convention of the World Airline Historical Society. They would have a 3 or 4 day convention at a city around the country. And so I'd save up my money all year and just go to this convention and buy timetables there.
Do you have like a favorite or the hardest one to get?
Well, not so much from Southwest because they're all fairly new, but from Braniff, they had a merger of another airline back in 1952. It was called Mid-Continent Airlines, and the inaugural schedule with the merger of the two airlines together took me 20 years to find it.
Wow.
And I paid $75 to get it.
So that was probably the most difficult to obtain as well. Oh, now another thing you do, you don't only collect them, but then you do analysis of it.
You also keep
a handwritten. Well, explain what you have handwritten. I was unaware that you did that much work every issue.
Oh, well, yes. Well, of course, when I first started, it didn't take me as long, but it sure does now with 300 and 400 planes in the air.
Yeah.
But I go through and I count the number of departures from each city, and I record that for every timetable, clear back to the beginning. But in even more detail than that, I keep track of the frequencies of each city pair. And I, for instance, Dallas and Houston was out of sequence for quite a few years. They had more southbound flights than northbound flights for some reason. It's in sync now with 29 each way.
But you probably know our flight schedule much better than I do.
I probably do, yes.
And so do you ever look back at that information?
Always.
You refer back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're in the travel industry. Obviously, you realize the power of computers.
Yes.
But you do all this by hand.
I know. Well, of course, I started 30 years ago before we had a computer, and I just kept it. It's kind of therapeutic for me now.
It's tradition.
Right.
Yeah.
But now when the schedule change comes out on the Internet, I'll go through and count the flights. It takes me about four to five hours to do that. And then every year or so, I will transfer that data onto my each city pair sheets that I prepare for each, like Dallas to Albuquerque, for instance, one I'm looking at right now.
Well, I got you sent an email to, I don't think he'll mind me telling, Lee Lipton. He works in our schedule planning department.
Mm-hmm.
And in that email, I'll quote a sentence that you wrote here. I sure hope WN's our abbreviation. All airlines have a two-letter code, and WN is Southwest. But I sure hope WN keeps printing them. But I have a feeling that they will be ending soon, an easy expense to get rid of in today's expensive environment. And you are correct, yes.
Well, all of the other airlines discontinued paper timetables back in the 90s.
So we were the last holdout, huh?
The last one.
Well, I'm so sorry. This what are you going to collect now?
I discovered that airlines and cruise ship companies issued souvenirs of when you cross the equator or the international dateline or the Arctic Circle. So I discovered a couple of old Braniff ones on eBay, and then I branched into all other carriers too. So I've got first flight certificates and equator certificates and all kinds of interesting things in that manner too.
I need to travel more. You know, it's ironic working for an airline. I don't travel nearly as much as I should. When I do fly, it's typically for work. You know, it's always to Southwest cities.
My timetable collection is getting pretty complete, so I've kind of branched out into coins. I collect silver dollars, of all things.
Okay.
But
most people would tell you that those flight schedules aren't even worth a dollar shortly after the date has passed, but if you wait long enough, it's worth a lot more than a dollar.
Well, my Braniff collection goes back to the early 30s. I estimate value about $10,000.
Wow.
So they are worth something.
Well, I guess you anticipated the stopping of the printing. So I guess there wasn't a big traumatic withdrawal you had.
Well, no, and with the online schedules, it's quicker just to go online and count up the flights that way than waiting for the paper timetable to come out anyway.
It's just sort of end of an era, I guess.
Sure, but at least I know what my finite collection will be now. I don't have to.
That's true.
I don't have to expand my space on the shelves anymore.
Do you have some of the extremely early ones of Southwest, of the one card?
Yes, I have just a couple of those. I see them on eBay once in a while for sale, but they're pretty expensive. They go for over $100 a piece.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw one today for the first time. In fact, I saw a scan of it. I didn't even actually see the original flight schedule. And I didn't even realize when we very first started, you know, we flew Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston, but we didn't fly. We only flew Dallas to Houston and Dallas to San Antonio. There was no San Antonio-Houston flights. Those came on a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not telling you anything. You know all this. But the listeners might be interested in that. But
sure.
That did come along a little bit later. Now, I was going to put a couple of the schedules that you sent me and maybe that Southwest schedule as part of the blog that I write associated with this podcast. So look on blogsouthwest.com for that.
And you also noticed that when Southwest first started flying to Houston, it was to Intercontinental Airport.
That's right. We flew there originally.
For the first 4 or 5 months, it wasn't until about 6 months into flying that they switched to a hobby.
And then we flew to Intercontinental again for quite a while, but it was never anywhere
big as the
service that we had out of hobby, and eventually we ceased a couple years back.
Sure, 04, April.
But, well, yeah, I'm not going to get anything past you on our schedule.
I even kept track of New Orleans when Katrina hit and service was suspended temporarily. I kept track of when each city started back with operations.
And then reduced, yeah.
Correct.
So I guess your airline career has been enjoyable and collecting a piece of it, but I guess, like I said earlier, it's just kind of end of an era.
There was something else I used to do, too. I didn't even tell you about
it. What's
that? I used to route the airplanes when they had a smaller amount, a number of planes in the fleet. For instance, like the 737-500s, where there's only, 25 planes.
Mm-hmm.
I would keep track of where the planes flew from morning through evening and route each throughout the day.
By tail number, I guess. You would basically follow the tail number.
Correct.
Interesting.
Right, and if you worked out the schedule exactly right, if you started with one plane in Dallas, at the end of the 25th plane, it should be back in Dallas for the complete rotation of the aircrafts. And if it doesn't work out exactly right, it's not balanced.
That's when crew scheduling has a problem. Yeah.
That's right. See, I should be a scheduler. I should be down there at Love Field and scheduling.
Yeah, really, be a local phone call for me. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Well, it's real nice to talk to you.
Yeah, great talking to you. I guess that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.